This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on a patient named Norman Clement, last name C-L-E-M-E-N-T, first name Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was August 3rd, 2024. New paragraph patient profile, Mr. Clement is a 57-year-old male who moved in from the Pines of Burton, period. New paragraph, he was living in assisted living and needed help with some of his activities of daily living, period. He has a chronic wound of the left lower extremity, period. Is in the lateral aspect of the foot and appears clean, but it's chronic and it's a bit sanguineous right now, period. He is not ambulatory and mobilized in the wheelchair, but needs help, period. He is obese, period. He does not appear acutely ill and is not uncomfortable, period. He has a right below knee amputation and he's never been able to walk with a prosthesis because he could never get a prosthesis that would fit him, period. This contributes to his need for assisted living, period. His funds ran out and he's now applying for Medicaid and he thus had to move to a skilled nursing facility, to the nursing facility, period. He had a recent left shoulder fracture also, period. He has hypertension, but this has been generally controlled. There's no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. He has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia, period. The initial sugar here was 184, but he states back at the Pines, they were usually pretty good in the low 100s, such as 120 and around that area, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. He denies major visual complaints and denies any cardiac symptoms, period. The line, he has prostatic hyperplasia, but that's stable. He denies any problems with his stream and is voiding well, period. The line, he does complain of constipation and states he has no bowel movement for a week, period. This is a chronic and ongoing problem, according to him, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no major visual complaints, ENT, no earaches or throat or hearing problems, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, but he has some degree of constipation, GU, no dysuria, no problems with urination, no hematuria, musculoskeletal, chronic, left ankle pain. He has the right below knee amputation and sometimes has low back pain. We have skin. He has a wound in the left lateral foot. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for hypertension, diabetes, and mellitus, major depression, right below knee amputation, benign prostatic hyperplasia, hyperlipidemia, osteomyelitis. He had a right below knee amputation in 2018. New paragraph, family history. Mother had esophageal cancer. Father died of colon cancer, period. He had a sister with Alzheimer's, New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse. Long ago, he smoked cigars. New paragraph, medications. Tylenol. 500 milligrams twice a day and 325 milligrams every 4 hours if needed. Lothiazem ER, and the dose is not clear. He takes one tablet daily. We need to find up on the dose. Nystatin, twice a day for yeast. Tums, 50 milligrams daily. Zinc, 220 milligrams daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams daily. Silvadine, every day, Tuesday and Friday, for wound, Flonase, one spray in each nostril daily. Photonics, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams. Three times a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily. Oxycodone, 5 milligrams every 4 hours if needed for pain. Basaglar, 35 units twice a day. Ozempic, 0.75 milligrams daily. Naloxone, one spray if needed for opioid overdose. Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 12 hours as needed. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Bupropion, 75 milligrams daily. Sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams twice a day. Citalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Okay. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He's comfortable, not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 126 over 71. Temperature 97.6. Pulse 77. Respiratory rate 16. O2 sat 97%. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are intact. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, hearing was adequate, neck is unremarkable. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2. No gallop, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, slightly obese and distended, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, neurologic, pain as goes through normal, sensation intact. Skin, he has a wound on the left lateral foot, period. Musculoskeletal, he has a right below knee amputation. In paragraph assessment and plan. One, he has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia, and I will observe on Basaglar, 35 units daily, twice a day, plus Ozempic, 0.75 milligrams before meals. Two, he has, or I will also continue, it was put down under diabetes, I'll continue atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, period. Two, he has hypertension, I will continue metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Three, he has major depression, and I will continue bupropion, 75 milligrams daily, plus citalopram, 20 milligrams daily. He seemed in decent spirits right now, period. Four, he has benign prostatic hyperplasia, and I will continue Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily, period. Five, he has pain, including wound pain and arthralgias. Now, looking near the oxycodone, 5 milligrams if needed, period. He's on tramadol, also 50 milligrams every 12 hours if needed for pain, period. I'll follow him at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.